towards battle and they're praising God
and they're with their instruments and such.
But why is that no longer valid for us?
Because that's the Old Testament. The model is the New Testament. If you're born of the Holy Spirit, you're now the instrument. We're to walk in the Spirit, not the flesh. They were all about the flesh. They circumcised men in the flesh. They killed sheep in the flesh. Right? They went to a temple in the flesh. We're now the temple. Everything's changed, young man. And if you don't understand that biblically, they haven't taught you enough. Old Testament was outside. New Testament, all of the eternal, deep, greater truths are inside. There are some outside things. We still dress biblical. Women are still taught to cover their heads, 1 Corinthians 11.
I'll move like 30 feet that way so I can pull in and back up. Thank you.
Hey. Come back, go step up, get a picture.
So you did mention Old Testament.
So, Old Testament to New. Which one are we in?
We're new.
Who are we supposed to imitate? David?
Jesus.
And Paul. 1 Corinthians 11. So why do all these New Testament Christians keep coming to me with all their carnal, fleshly examples of David? Do you kill sheep anymore?
No. Nope.
Where's your tassels? You're not eating pork, are you? Watch out. Is this mixed fabric clothes? You're in big trouble. That's Old Testament. Now, we do keep some pre-Torah things. I teach that. I'm married. Oh, she's over there. I'm married to one woman. That's pre-Torah, Genesis 2. I wear a tunic because God shed blood and put us in that in Genesis 3. We don't drink. Yeah, he did. Genesis 3:21.
So we're all supposed to wear tunics?
You're not dressed biblical. You're not covering your forms as God.
It doesn't say nothing about the New Testament. It just says, I forgot how it's in English.
Yeah, let me go there. 1 Timothy 2 says modest apparel. Do you know what the Greek means? What's modest apparel today? Hey, older man like me, have you seen modest apparel change in your lifetime?
Probably.
Oh, yeah. The word modest apparel, 1 Timothy 2, the word modest apparel means neat, orderly dress.
Yeah. Is this not neat?
No, apparel. Catastole, it's a flowing down dress. And God put men in tunics. Why? Do you know why? This isn't a legalistic way. God wanted this. What happened after Adam and Eve sinned? Before sin, what were they?
Naked.
Why were they naked and it wouldn't be a problem?
They
didn't know no sin. Now, they sin. So when Adam and Eve have babies, so it's okay for Adam and Eve to lust after each other because they're married. But isn't it interesting? God dressed Adam and Eve when no one else was around. Ooh, God wants that. He put us in he put us in a tunic-like garment. We don't need animal skins. It was a shedding of blood. God did it. We don't need to do that. But we cover ourselves. Why do we cover our bodies now? Because we are in a sinful nature. And if you look upon someone, unfortunately today, men look upon men in lust. Women look upon women in lust. That's not of God. But God's order, men look at women. Women look at men. If you don't cover your form, there's stuff for people to look at and lust because you're in a fallen nature. God himself acted and said, cover it up. And I promise you, I have young men tell me this all the time. It'd be great if women in my church would cover themselves up in loose clothing so they don't lust. And then they would tell him, you should wear something so I don't lust after you. So that's the practical reason. Here's the point. God did it. You have to obey it.
But why is it a tunic? It doesn't have to be a tunic. It just has to be modest.
Because it doesn't cover your form.
Why not?
Because I can see your form.
But can't it be a two-way street? Why are you looking? You're holy and blameless in the
still,
eyes of
God.
God
said it. God said it.
What do you mean, why am I looking?
I understand, but...
No, you're supposed to cover up, sir. The Bible tells us to cover up. Yeah.
I understand.
You would sin if you're looking, but she's also in sin for giving you something to look at. It goes both ways. Eve sinned and Adam was guilty too.
Yeah.
But this is the point. God did it. He also taught women to cover their heads. But we're going on some of the outside stuff. Go back to the music and the instruments, which is what he originally asked about. You're not supposed to operate in the flesh. Romans 8:8 says you can't please God in the flesh. This is all fleshly.
Worship in spirit and truth.
Worship in spirit and truth. With your lips, you're now the instrument if you're born of God. And that's the order of God. So this is the problem. You compromise on music. Oh, come on. You compromise on dress. Oh, come on. Compromise on what I watch on TV. Oh, come on. You compromise I watch the Vikings or the Packers. Oh, come on. Oh, I can't use slang and swear words. Oh, come on. Do you understand that? A little bit of leaven. Galatians 5:9 leavens the whole loaf. So you got to get rid of all your sin. You want to be holy and blameless before God because you love him. I don't do this for salvation alone. I do it because I love God. He transformed my heart and mind. He brought me out of the mire of my sin and my muck. I was headed for hell like John Cooper from Skillet. And God called me, and the only thing I can give credit to is I answered by my will. That's all. He gave me repentance. He gives me the Spirit. Jesus called me his son, his child. He encourages me. The Holy Spirit convicts me. He teaches me. We obey because we love God, because he's what he's done for us. But if you live in willful sin, this is a big one. Willful sin. Sin you know you're doing. Who thinks? I got to watch what I say because I don't preach about homosexuality, but I use that as an example sometimes with seekers. You're all seekers. Who thinks you can be a practicing sodomite or lesbian, claim Jesus, and go to heaven? Nobody. Wow, that's great. No liberal theology here. Who thinks you could be a drunk and drink and drink and drink and go, I love Jesus, I'll go to heaven no matter what? I used to be a drunk, so I can do that. I know, I used to act like that. Who thinks that? Okay. Who thinks you can be a liar? Just tell lies without repenting and stopping it and go to heaven. This is awesome. You guys are setting it up perfectly. So who thinks you can follow false lies of churchianity and sin against God and just keep doing them and live like the world that he called you out of and go to heaven? You have to say no, otherwise you're a hypocrite. The homosexuals, the liars, the drunk will say, well, you're no better than us. You're living in your worldly Christianity.
So do I just leave my church now and get my Bible?
Well, it depends. What church do you go to? Which one? What's the name of it?
Slavic Pentecostal Church.
Pentecostal. So the Pentecostal Church comes along about the 1900s. Do you know what started the Pentecostal Church? A wicked thing called the Azusa Street Movement. Anybody ever heard of it? This man started having revivals, and all kinds of spiritual things started happening there. Ready? Speaking in tongues. All right. I'm not against tongues if they're biblical. I'm not a cessationist. Cessationist says no tongues ever. Charismatic says, I'm speaking tongues all the time. I'm not that. I'm in the middle of the road. I believe God could use tongues today in very limited ways, but it is not the Pentecostal tongues. It's to be interpreted. It's to be in order. And most Pentecostal churches are chaos. Most, I said. Not to say all. Most. Many Pentecostals believe in oneness. They believe not in the three in one God, the triune.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is. The UPC. The biggest Pentecostal group, the UPC, believes in what?
Most Pentecostal churches believe in the Trinity. Mm.
But I said, there are. The UPC is the biggest movement of the Pentecostals, and they believe in modalism. They believe in not the Trinity. So what I would tell you is the Pentecostal church was founded in the 1900s by men. They have women pastors. They have false gospels. They teach paganism.
Okay.
They Christmas and Easter and Good Friday. So they're teaching man-made traditions that are Roman Catholic. So yes, I would tell you to leave.
We don't teach them. We just, what's wrong with, okay, let's.
God didn't ordain them.
I know, but we don't.
So you're not obeying God, you're obeying men.
It's nothing special. We're just reading.
Just us, the Holy Spirit.
You're not obeying God, you're obeying men by keeping the Pentecostal faith.
I don't agree with all the doctrine. I keep the good and I leave.
If you sing and pray with them, you're united to them.
So what do I do then?
What do you do?
There is no church then.
There isn't. You shouldn't be established any buildings on Sunday. God didn't ordain that. Repent. Go study. I'll help you if you want. Go deep in the scriptures. Get your life in order with God in every way. How you live, act, talk, dress, what you do with your time, who you associate with. And then become a righteous man right where you live. What town do you live in?
I live in here.
Okay. Become a righteous man right here and live for God in all your ways. And ask God, is there any fellowship here for me? Is there other godly saints? And God might say, no, there's none in your area. Noah was the only godly man around.
Hey.
And then God may say, I'll bless you with some brothers. But go work and do ministry. Go hold gospel signs. Go stand outside the Pentecostal church and tell them, hey, I came out of you, you're false. Maybe a brother will come out and go, you're right. Man, you're brave. I need to do that. Now you may have a brother. You eventually might have a house fellowship. Guess what all the New Testament bodies were? Did they build churches?
But still, about the first one when the 3,000 people repented, it wasn't in a house. They were in the temple.
What did they do, sir? Where were they? What's the context? Always context. Always context. What's the context of Acts 2?
They are in Jerusalem.
For what?
Passover.
Coming from all nations. What does the Bible say they did after that was over? They went all over the world to spread the gospel. And then you had house bodies all over. Philippi, Corinth, Ephesus, house churches, the house in this body, the house in this body, or the body in this house, the body in this house. So what I would encourage you to do is lose your life for Jesus. You haven't lost it if you're part of the church system. You haven't lost your life for Christ. You're holding on to the world and churchianity. You're not walking in spirit and truth. One willful sin is going to damn your soul.
So you don't have any bishops above you, any pastors, nothing?
No, no. I'm an elder in a house body. Sure. We have other men that I'm accountable to also. Yep. And we believe in multiple elders and deacons. And that's it. That's the order God put up. We don't need a name. Huh?
No bishop, no overseer.
No. That's all. That God never... No.
It's in the New Testament.
Elders are overseers.
Oh, okay.
And I'm an elder and an overseer, and other men oversee with me, but I'm accountable to the body. So if you guys were all my brothers, and you, let's say you submitted and said, yeah, you know what, I can't find fault in you, I want to join your fellowship, yes, I'll submit to your eldership, you're going to teach me the word, I'm still accountable to all of you, because any of you can call me up and go, Brother Tupos, that's my name, we think you teach something false. Okay, let's get the other men, the other elders, let's hear your case. If you got a case and we go, whoa, we got that wrong, we got to all repent and get it right, and we keep going. That's how I'm accountable. But what if you bring it to us and we say, no, you're wrong, we show it to you. Then you got to say, oh, I was wrong about that. So that's how eldership works. It oversees, it doesn't lord over. But here's the beautiful thing. Unlike your Sunday church system, if all of us men gathered and everybody was a claimed believer, first of all, you don't get in if you're not born again. You don't get in if you haven't dropped. Does everybody know what I mean by drop your net? If you haven't dropped your net to follow Jesus, well, I go to church, but I haven't given up my whole life. I still keep sin and worldliness. I still like it. You haven't dropped your nets. If you're a true follower of Christ and you're my brother, when we have a gathering, the elders bring teaching. But guess what? I don't go, I'm elder, I run this show, everybody sit and listen to me every week, I only have the truth. No, I bring what I have to bring. What's your first name?
Michael.
Michael? Brother Michael's going to bring something. Brother Michael, what have you to say today? You get up and you share. What do you have to bring today?
Just like in the scriptures.
You get up and share, just like the scriptures. And ladies, don't hate me, please. I love you. The Bible says women are to be silent in the gathering. I love this. I see a bunch of women here that are respectful and silent while men are reasoning in the scriptures. The Bible does say that, doesn't it? And the Pentecostals kind of have that right, except...
Not with some churches. My church...
Yeah, but you know what? I might run into your Pentecostal women,
yeah,
and these ladies are all being quiet. They're not saying they're Pentecostal, and they get at me and they want a piece of me. And I go to their husband. I go, shouldn't you and I be reasoning in a word? Why is she attacking me? Feminism, the first sin of man was Eve going out from under Adam. Feminism is the root of all of this. I've got gospel cards for anybody if they want them. You guys are all listening. You want gospel cards? I teach on my website for free. I don't charge like these millionaire men on stage. Anybody want a gospel card?
I got a question for you. What's your heart posture with this? Like, what's the whole idea? Because I'm going to be honest from you, from sitting here and listening, it sounds like the church hurt you. And it sounds like, I'm going to be honest, this is just...
The church hurt me.
This is where it's coming from my side.
So it's not biblical, it's your opinion.
I
really want to listen to your opinions. I've been giving you sound doctrine. Now you want to give me opinion. Give me scripture.
Why are you not
teach me truth.
Love.
Because I live by theology. I don't live by fleshly love. And you're wrong. The church didn't hurt me.
I don't want fleshly love.
The church didn't hurt me. The church didn't hurt me. You know what I have against the church? Psalm 119, 104. I hate every false way. Go look it up. I hate every false way. I love the people, but I hate every false way. So the churches didn't hurt me. I hate their false way that's against God. Okay? And so I expose it. Jude tells me to contend and expose. Paul said expose. Jesus said go lift up your voice and preach. Look at the truth I'm preaching to people instead of them listening to this carnal swill. I've talked to hundreds of people today. You have a question?
No, I was making a statement.
You can go
first. No, go ahead. I'm ready to answer any questions. I have bad hearing. I have to come close.
You're saying that churches are wrong, right?
Most all churches I know of are full of lies and sin.
Have you ever heard of the Apostolic Christian Church or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's
your idea on that?
Yeah, depending. There's a bunch of flavors of them, but they're another denomination that does not teach the truth of God.
But how many churches have you actually gone to listen to what they've heard?
Well, first of all, I've tested the churches and their denominational doctrines. And I can see... Yeah. Oh, yeah. I listen to pastors. I listen to Baptist, Pentecostal, Lutheran, Catholic. They preach a false Jesus. Ready? I don't even have to listen. You know why? What did Jesus tell me I judge by? Their heart? No. What did Jesus tell us we judge?
Their fruits.
Live by scripture.
The fruits.
What do we judge?
The fruits.
Fruit. Right? So I can't judge this man's heart, but I could judge his fruit. If he was acting worldly and getting violent, I could go, wow, you're worldly and you're violent. So I look at the fruit of the church systems. They put on Super Bowl parties. They don't teach young women how to dress and cover their heads. They don't call you out of the culture. They're political. They watch Netflix. They promote their children to watch all kinds of worldly things. So by their fruit, I know they're not biblical and not godly.
Jesus ever forced
them? I'm sorry?
He had a whip.
Yeah.
Flipped tables.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus whipped tables of righteous anger.
Did he ever go up to a lady saying, you need to dress differently? No. That's what our churches aren't doing.
Oh, no. The Bible teaches that Paul taught how to dress.
Yep.
And Paul spoke for Jesus.
Yeah, people.
Yes, sir.
I was talking about context. Did you put obviously everything in a context as reading scripture?
Yeah. Context always matters. You got to know what was being said to who and about what.
Otherwise,
you twist it out of context.
Correct. From what I've seen, of Paul's writings through, I could be mistaken. It's Corinthians or Colossians. I'm not sure. When it talks about the head covering. All right.
Corinthians.
When it talks about
First Corinthians.
Correct. And with the head covering, in Roman law, it was law for women to keep their heads uncovered, to keep their hair down, for men to lust after it, and for men to get their imaginations for that.
That's not why Paul said to cover. Paul actually said a head covering is a sign for the angels. Try to explain that one away. It's a cloth veil. Paul said her long hair is given as a natural covering. Even nature shows you. Men have beards. Look at this guy. He's got a beard. I go to cash registers today at the gas stations, and I witness to everybody I meet. And there's times I walk away. Who's with me on this? I walk away and I go, is that a guy or a woman? I couldn't tell. And I love them just the same. I'll never mistake him for a woman. God gives men beards. Now, all men, I have a young brother. I love him. His name's Akuo. He's just brand new to the faith. I love my young brother. And he doesn't have a good beard yet. Okay. It's what God gave him. He'll mature. My other brother's got a beard like it looks like a lion's mane. So everybody has something different. But God gives us what we need. We must keep his order. And we must keep in context according to the truth of what he's telling us for the New Testament today. And that covers clothing, instrumental music, fleshly pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, how we live our lives, who we associate with. Are we growing in sanctification or are we living in willful sin?
So, what's your religion called? Do you have a name?
Do you have a name for your denomination?
No, we don't have a denomination. We follow Jesus Christ in spirit and truth. No, none of that. I know. I expose them online. You know about them?
No.
Two by twos? I expose them online. Young lady, you had a question. You were patient. Or you had your hand up.
Yes, I was.
You have to come closer. Somebody has to relay it for me.
The one person that, I forgot her name, but Jesus or one of the disciples were preaching. She was selling purple cloth, and then she was converted, and she was a leader of her group.
Oh, are you talking about Proverbs 31 woman? She was a seller of purple and fabric and everything. Yeah, in the Old Testament, God did use women in marvelous ways. We get to the New Testament, God uses women in marvelous ways. My wife is a street evangelist with me. She doesn't teach men. She doesn't rebuke men. But she can teach and preach and share the gospel with anyone and then says, I don't teach you. We follow the New Testament today. And Paul says in 1 Timothy 2 and in 1 Corinthians 14, ladies can't be teachers. In Titus 1, the qualifications of an elder are what? Husband of one wife. Pretty hard for you women to do unless you're a lesbian. And then you're really out of God's order. So leaders in the body are men. You're not less important. You're every bit as valuable, but you don't have the same authority.
But we can still share.
You can still what?
Not
in the body. You're to be silent in the body. When the body gathers, the men teach. The women, other than singing, are to be silent. That's a whole nother topic.
Okay, but then again, what...
Young lady, does that answer your question? Old Testament to New. Old Testament to New. We follow the New Testament, and Paul gives us... Paul said in 2 Thess 2:15... keep the traditions I've handed down. Paul handed down the New Testament ways. We don't keep Torah law today. I don't teach Torah. I don't teach Saturday Sabbath keeping. I might look like a Torah guy, an Old Testament guy, but actually God dressed us in Genesis 3. That's pre-Torah. and it never changed. So I don't teach Torah. I teach the New Testament, and I teach some pre-Torah law that is still in play today because it's echoed in the New Testament. One man for one woman, don't drink blood, dress yourself in a tunic-like garment to cover your form, because this is a, ready? I love you all, but I got to tell you, some new people here, clothing is not a fashion statement. God invented clothing. It's not a fashion statement. It's a sin covering. Every day when I get up and I put on my plain old drab tunic, I wear the same kind of tunic all the time. Guess what? Do you know what it makes me think of? How awesome I look to the rest of the world and they all want to be like me. No. Hold on, hold on. You know what it makes me think of? I was sinful. I can be sinful. I can fall into sin. God covered me by the blood of Christ. God said, cover up and be meek and lowly and humble. If any of you think you're meek and lowly and humble, I promise you to get rid of your worldly clothing and to dress biblical and cover your heads, and you'll find out if you're meek or not.
Work in the different direction like the Pharisees. They dress super modestly. And that gave him pride. Could you put that on and be like, oh, look at me, I'm so humble.
No, the Pharisees, their sin was hypocrisy. Yeah. Luke 12:1.
Yeah, but still, in wearing modest clothes, if I buy a set of this, I'm going to wake up in the morning, put it on, but man,
well,
I'm
that's
humble.
Like saying, sir, you could carry.
Nobody is
no,
as
that's
I am.
Like saying you could carry a Bible around and that's going to puff you up because you think you're better. If you've got that, it comes from your heart, not from the tunic or the Bible. So that doesn't come from me. That comes from a cleansed heart. My point is, this is an archetype. It reminds me. My wife covers her head every day. It reminds her of her headship. Christ, me, that's what it reminds her of. And it's obeying God. And Hebrews 5:9 says, Christ made the way of eternal life for anybody that just believes in him. No, for those who obey him. If you're not obeying Jesus in all your ways, it's fruit you don't know him. It's fruit you're not transformed.
So you obey him in every way.
I try my hardest and I don't practice any sin. Show me a sin and I'll repent of it. Show me a false way and I'll repent of it.
Show me, I'll repent.
I'm telling you, you go to a worldly Pentecostal church, you need to repent of that. Email me and tell me you left and then we'll have unity and we'll go on. Lose your life. Yeah, it's on the card. Email and website. I got a lot of articles about the Pentecostals on my teaching blog.
So you're saying,
are these good questions or mockery?
I'm not.
Mockery. Meaning you're kind of just trying to cause division rather than seeking truth. No, I'm preaching the truth.
We're having a conversation.
Yeah. But yeah. I don't have to answer any questions, but if you have a decent question, I'll answer it.
It's not a question.
Actually not. You're actually not supposed to teach a man. He'll tell you that. There you go. If you want to answer. I love women. I'm married to a woman. I love women. But you got to have your order. Yes, sir. He's been quiet.
How do you navigate the food choice?
The food choices? Yeah, I don't keep Torah law. So we're not under that anymore. That's all done away with. And Jesus said, it's finished. It's finished. All things are clean. In Acts, that's made very clear to Peter. And then he says, all the Gentiles are coming in. It's clean. The food was clean, and I can prove it. Ready? Oh, I got to get a video of Colton Dixon. He's going up on my website. Genesis 2. Do you remember why Paul rebuked Peter? Paul shows up. Peter's with the Gentiles, living, acting, and eating like the Gentiles. The Jews showed up. Peter goes, hey, Jews, how you doing, guys? I'm one of you. Come on. And Paul goes, oh, I called him out to his face because he's wrong, because that's not the gospel. The gospel is everyone is the same now in Christ. The food law is no longer. Jesus said, what you eat doesn't defile you. What comes out of your heart defiles you. So I teach about Hebrew roots. I don't know if that's kind of what you're aiming at. They're false. They teach that. But we can eat anything we want today. Ready? But it's practical to eat what is common sense. Ready? I have a question. Would you eat an earthworm or a chicken? Why?
Because it has more nutrients.
You can choose that. I'll take the chicken myself. I'll take vegetables. I'll take venison over a cockroach. And actually, like shrimp underwater. Shrimp, you know what shrimp are? Underwater cockroaches. They're nasty little things. So God gave us some of those. I actually don't eat pork, but it's not for biblical reasons. I don't like pork. I don't. In fact, I eat like 10% meat. Everything's fruit, nuts, vegetables, stuff like that. So, yeah, food law. I have a bunch of articles on that. We're not under Torah law. You don't believe in Torah law, do you? Yeah. Because the Torah law will crush you that you can't keep it. But what I'm teaching all of you is you can teach, you can keep everything in the New Covenant and the pre-Torah stuff. Don't drink blood. Marry one woman. Take dominion over the earth. Cover yourself in a tunic-like garment. God did all that. And then in the New Testament, there is 1,050 commands. Does everybody know that? 1,050 commands in the New Testament. Do you believe that? Like, love each other, exhort each other, rebuke each other. 1,050. So you would say, how do I keep all those? What's the answer? Does anybody know? How do I keep all those?
Love God, love your neighbor.
By the Spirit. So if I'm loving God, I go, hey, I go into Walmart and I sit there and I watch TV and I watch sports that moves my flesh and I really like doing that. And I go, is this making good use of my time? Is this godly? Is this holy? Is this of the world? And I go, Spirit, what say you? And I get convicted and I go, I threw my TV out years ago. No, that's how
so
I love God.
You hear from the Spirit. You hear from God today.
No. I don't hear audible words. The Spirit.
Do you ever hear audible words?
No, never. No. We don't hear audible words today.
Just the feelings.
It's the still, quiet voice inside. You ready? Wow. If I robbed a bank and got $1 million, I could give it to a lot of people and do a lot of good. Let me think about that. My conscience just told me that goes against the law of God. That would be sin. Don't do it. So the conscience, Romans 1, go read it. Paul says, by their very conscience. The conscience is your inner guidance that God puts in everyone.
So like how God appeared to like Paul and Peter and James. And
that's
John.
All over with.
That's all over
yep.
with.
Yep. Now we have the Holy Spirit. Why? Because Jesus said in John 16, they said, you're leaving. Could you imagine if we were all following Jesus around and we believe he's our Savior and he's healing people, raising people from the dead? By the way, the Pentecostals, a lot of them say they could do miracles and raise people from the dead. And they say nothing's changed from Acts 2 with the Holy Spirit and flaming fires and tongues. I keep asking them, call me when you have the flaming tongue show up in your head and call me when you're raising the dead. I want to videotape it. Guess how many calls I've gotten?
Zero.
Because that's not happening today. So Jesus, no. God can do miracles, but not men. Not that way. Jesus said in John 16, I must leave you. And they said, Master, you're leaving. I will send the Spirit to manifest to you. Right? And when the Spirit manifests in you, it teaches you. He teaches you all truth. And that's how you're guided by the truth of God in his word, in his ways, comparing everything to Scripture, not your modern pastor.
So how biblically, how can you say that all that is over?
I don't know. Are you coming back?
All the power the apostles have.
Yeah, because in Hebrews 1, it says God used to speak through, in the days of old, God used to speak through the prophets. Today, he speaks through the word. The word is Christ, and the word is Scripture given to us. And Paul talks about that apostles were always followed by miraculous signs and wonders. That's not happening today.
It is
in the false NAR places. NAR comes out of the Pentecostal, New Apostolic Reformation, all of these Bill Johnson guys in California.
No,
we're in the last days. There's Satanism is all over the place. So do not be deceived.
So should I doubt that I believe I'm born again? I mean, I can't prove it to you, obviously, but should I be doubting that now that you've enlightened me?
Here's how you know you're born again. Everything you've heard, which I've been teaching nothing but the doctrines of God, you'll go and you'll pray and you'll study it, and the Holy Spirit will convict you of it, and then you'll act to obey it. Then you're born of God. If, there's only two choices. If you don't go and do these things, even if you go, that's right in Scripture, I mean, and my church is false. If you don't act on it, there's only two alternatives. You're not born again, you're not guided by the Holy Spirit. You're rebellious and you're doing it for like fellowship idolatry. Oh, I'll lose all my family and friends. Exactly what Jesus said you will lose is your whole life. It's only two possibilities.
Oh, look, I never knew this. This is the first time hearing some of the stuff you're saying, right now.
Yeah.
So if I was born again, this is the Spirit teaching me and
You're hearing it from a street preacher. Yeah. The Spirit's going to ingrain it in you.
Okay,
I'm just using my lips.
But I'm saying a person can be born again without knowing all the truth. Or do I got to get all the truth and then I can be born again?
Oh, no. You're born again when God sees a willing vessel. You believe in Christ and you're willing to repent and leave all your sin.
Okay.
Acts 5 says he gives the Spirit to those who obey him.
Leave all the sins you know of. I don't know of.
He what?
You leave all the sins you know of.
Right.
Yep.
Now you know of a lot more.
Yes. Yeah,
so now you gotta leave them. Exactly. So now you begin to leave them as you're enlightened. That's sanctification. But if you stay in them.
But in the process, I'm always born again. Okay, do you believe you can lose salvation?
Of course. Absolutely, you can lose your salvation. You believe that?
No.
Absolutely, you can. Jesus said you can. You don't forgive your brother, you won't be forgiven. He said, follow me, obey me, keep my commandments. He said in John 15, abide in me. If you don't abide in me, what are you? You're cut off.
Yeah.
As a branch and burnt, tossed into fire. You've been very patient. Yes, ma'am.
So, you're saying
I got to get close because I got bad hearing.
Like this, like with us, like singing along to music that is for God, is wrong.
It's sinful per the model he gave us. It's fleshly, it's not spirit, and you're not obeying God as you do it. And I'll tell you what, what I would tell you is, go to my website, don'tperish.com, go to my teaching blog. I've got many, 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 many articles on music. And why do I do that? Why do you think I'd put them all online so that I don't have to stand here and teach in the street? So you could go look it up and you could study and go, wow, this isn't the word of God. I want to get this right for the glory of God. And I do it all for free, not like the millionaire men up here. So go and check those articles out. They're all making millions. They're paying Skillet to be here. John Cooper, the hooligan.
Are you going to be in town for a while?
In town for a while?
In Sioux Falls.
Why?
I want you to talk.
Are you
going to
stalk me?
No. I want to have another conversation.
I love you, man. The reason I asked you that, I actually had a stalker recently. Get this. We preached somewhere, and this pagan guy didn't like me preaching. I think he was more upset that I was using my First Amendment rights than Jesus. And we're at a park one night. This is what I had to deal with as a street preacher. I was at a food market, and they said, you can't go in the food market. I said, okay, I'll stand outside. No, I had my amp on that day because the law let me have a little amp, just big. And I don't use it close to people. He got mad. I'm in a park one night with my wife. I travel with my wife. Would you be protective of your wife? I'm in the park. I'm on a phone call with brothers. We're talking about a whole bunch of personal stuff. Nothing sinful, but just personal stuff. Men struggling with things, all that stuff. We're in a pitch dark park. It's 10 o'clock. I go to get out of my van. I always walk around my van to make sure I'm ready to leave. There's a guy sitting in the pitch dark right where I was sitting by my van, and he's doing this. In the pitch dark. Yeah. And I'm a street preacher. Nothing freaks me out too much, but I was like, whoa! I did that, just like that. And I turned my phone on. I said, are you okay, man? Can I help you? And he's like, it was creepy because he had the phone light on, and he's like, so I said, okay. I said, we're leaving. We're going to go. Don't want a problem. I backed my van out slowly, went to a gas station. He followed me there. I saw him. Went to camp in a Walmart where Walmart lets us camp for free. He set up his little chair right next to my van and was blasting demonic music for hours, following me around, stalking me. So for a public record, I called the police.
But that was an apology. Why don't you do an apology?
What's that?
Remember there was that girl that was saying these are the true preachers.
Oh, right.
Exactly.
Yeah, here's why I wouldn't cast out a demon. Paul must have known she wanted to be set free. I would never cast a demon out of someone that doesn't want to be set free. Why? What can happen?
Because it comes seven. Okay, if I have a demon and I want it, would you cast it out?
If you believed you had a demon and you truly wanted to follow Christ, we would pray for you, we would rebuke him, and I believe the power of God would set you free.
Why do you think you said that do you think you could heal somebody, put their hands on them and heal them?
The Bible says let the elders anoint them with oil and pray for them. God has healing power. I don't have the healing power.
But
Paul.
God does it through you.
Paul. Well, no, he does it through anyone.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
It's through prayer.
Yeah.
Prayer. Paul had healing power. I mean, wow, his handkerchief. His handkerchief.
Paul had healing power?
Of course he did.
But it's God. I have healing
power. No. God gave Paul miracle signs and wonders. He raised the dead. The guy fell from the building and was dead, and Paul raised him from the dead. Paul had that power. He was an apostle. Apostles have powerful signs and wonders. Today, we don't have that. If we were all brothers and sisters and somebody was sick, we can all pray for them and ask God's will be done. You know what? God leaves some people sick. God lets some people die. So God can heal and do miracles. We don't have that power and signs and wonder anymore.
God can raise from the dead, too.
God could raise the dead. Yes, but here, I don't recommend we do that. You know why? Because it's not a model. After Acts, show me any miracles like that after the book of Acts.
Well, I'll have to do some research.
Research. There's none after the book of Acts. None. That was a powerful jump start. You ever have to jump start your car? You put a battery on?
I think it's the opposite. That was just the beginning. It just goes more and more.
No. Peter said, this is what Joel talked about, that in the last days, but I did an article on Joel 2, but we'll look at it.
The last day. This is even master in those days.
We're getting there. Joel 2 is near the end times in the tribulation, is when it's all going to really happen. Yes, ma'am. We're getting close, but we're not in the tribulation right now. And by the way, Jesus is not coming in a pre-tribulation rapture. That's a lie from man. He's coming at the end of the tribulation. Be ready if you're a saint of God to endure the wrath of Satan, not God. Be ready to endure the wrath of Satan. Matthew 24, 1 Corinthians 15 says he's coming at the end of the tribulation. You're so You know you remind me of? Kind of the woman that kept bugging the judge. I'm not a judge, but she kept saying, oh, 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 and finally the judge goes, whatever, give her what she wants.
Well, first of all, you don't know when Jesus is coming back, so you can't say we're not.
Yes, I do. Did Jesus give us the signs of his coming?
Yeah, there's going to be wars.
Times of tribulation and when people are going to turn on each other, but...
He says you never know.
His second coming. No, no, we don't know the day and time. We know the signs. He can't come back imminently because we're not in the tribulation. There's no Antichrist. He comes at the end, the final trump. Has anyone seen the plagues that Revelation talks about? That isn't here yet. Jesus comes after those plagues.
It doesn't matter if I know all that. As long as I'm leaving with Jesus.
Actually, the book of Revelation. You ready?
Yeah.
It's the only book that says, blessed is the person that reads this and understands it. The only book that says that. It's a good thing to know. Look for the signs. The word mark is the word in the Greek, scope. It's where we get sniper scope. I used to be a deer hunter, use a scope. That word mark, mark the times, mark false teachers, mark godly people, put your mark on them and watch them closely. The end times, we're moving towards them, but we're not there yet.
Okay, so I was gonna finish what I was saying like a while ago that I didn't get to finish.